You're listening to the book summary presentation of Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, narrated by Larry G. Jones, and brought to you by Read In Graphics, actionable insights in one page. The big so what? This book was written by Napoleon Hill after more than 20 years of research on the accomplishments and attributes of 500 of the most successful people in business. Between 1937 until Napoleon Hill's death in 1970, the book sold over 20 million copies and continues to be a bestseller even today. Hill's ideas have been expanded upon and developed by many other authors and famous personal development icons worldwide. The book sets out 13 timeless principles that are still valuable after almost 80 years. Introduction. Hill begins his book with the idea that thoughts are things, and when combined with purpose, persistence, and desire, can translate into riches or other material successes. Essentially, you become and achieve what you think about all day long. Let's take a look at each of these 13 success principles and how to apply them. Principle 1. Desire. This is the first and most important step towards riches. Hill stresses that desire is not just a wish or a hope. It must be a burning desire, such that it is a consuming obsession backed by definitiveness and persistence. Hill outlines 6 steps to achieving your desire, to be applied with the other 12 principles. 1. Fix in your mind the exact amount of money you desire. 2. Determine exactly what you will offer in return for that money. 3. Select a definite date to possess the money. 4. Create a definite plan and implement it immediately. 5. Summarize steps 1 through 4 by writing down a clear statement of the amount of money you will acquire, the date for its acquisition, what you will give in return, and your plan for accumulating it. For example, by the end of the first day of next January, I will have in my possession $50,000, which will come to me in various amounts from time to time during the interim. In return for this money, I will give the most efficient service of which I am capable, rendering the fullest possible quality and the best possible quality of service in the capacity of writer. You can then describe the writing services that you intend to offer. 6. Read this statement aloud twice each day, just before going to bed and first thing when you wake up. When reading, you must see, feel, and believe that you are already in possession of that money. Principle 2. Faith. We are not ready to receive something until we believe that we can acquire it. Faith can be developed, and the way to do so is to repeatedly, and with belief, affirm and visualize the attainment of our desire. We'll expand on this idea later under the principle of autosuggestion. Have faith that you only thought of your desires because they are meant for you to accomplish, so you can definitely attain them. In applying the principle of faith, there are 2 important ideas to note. First, emotions help to magnetize your thoughts. Once magnetized and mixed with faith, thoughts start to translate into their physical equivalent, that is, manifest into reality. Hence, we need to affirm or visualize with feeling, as if we were already in possession of what we are asking for. Second, your subconscious mind does not differentiate between positive or negative thought impulses and will translate them equally readily into physical equivalents. Hence, if you hold negative beliefs, such as bad luck, you can likewise create your own misfortune. We'll touch on this later in the summary. Principle 3. Autosuggestion. Autosuggestion is where we put the subconscious mind to work for us through repeated self-suggestions that involve all 5 senses. What we affirm has no impact unless it is mixed with emotion. Hence, you should apply autosuggestion in conjunction with the 6 steps mentioned earlier. Apply concentration, feeling, and faith in each step. Earlier, We covered the 6 steps to crystallizing your desire on paper. Now you can bring in auto-suggestion using these 4 steps. 1. Find a quiet place. For example, in bed at night, where you can close your eyes and repeat aloud your statement. 2. When reading, concentrate on visualizing the definite amount of money you desire, to the point you can see and feel it in your possession. See and feel yourself delivering the intended product or service that will bring about this money. 3. Place the written statement where you can see it. Read it every night and morning until you have memorized it and can picture clearly the money and the plan you desire. When your subconscious mind accepts this picture as a fact, it will find ways to bring it to life. 4. Your plans may appear as flashes of inspiration. Make sure you act on it immediately. Failure to do so could be fatal to your success. Principle 4. Specialized knowledge. Knowledge in itself is only potential power and does not generate wealth. It only becomes power if and when it is organized into definite plans of action and directed to a definite end. You require specialized knowledge of the product, service, or niche that you intend to serve so you can offer something of value in return for riches. Rather than work with what you know, he'll suggest that you identify the specialized knowledge you need and then seek to acquire it. Some possible ways to acquire specialized knowledge are through personal experience and education, through others' experience and education, including those of your mastermind group, public libraries and/or specialized training courses. Principle 5. Imagination. Before we can take action to bring riches, we need to give form to our desire. This, in turn, requires imagination so we can combine our specialized knowledge with ideas to develop viable action plans. There are 2 forms of imagination: synthetic imagination, which involves arranging concepts, ideas, or plans into new forms, and creative imagination, which is equivalent to sixth sense, where hunches and intuition come through our connection with infinite intelligence. Both our synthetic and creative imaginative faculties are like muscles. They grow stronger with use and weaker with inaction. To convert desire to money, most of us rely primarily on synthetic imagination when we organize thoughts and ideas into actionable plans. However, the biggest breakthroughs come from those who master the art of using their creative imagination. We'll expand on this idea under the principle of sixth sense. Principle 6. Organized planning. As you create your plans to realize your desire, don't do it alone. Create your plans with the help of a mastermind group. Here's how. 1. Form a mastermind group. Connect with as many people as required for the creation and execution of your plan. 2. Decide what to offer, be it monetary or other benefits, to the mastermind members in return for their cooperation. 3. Meet with mastermind members at least twice a week until you have jointly perfected the plan or plans. 4. Maintain total harmony with mastermind members. He'll believe that when 2 or more people come together in harmony, working towards a common goal, a third brain is formed that allows each member of the group to tap into their sixth sense or higher intelligence. We'll dive deeper into this idea later. For now, note that you can create the plans, but you must have the members of your mastermind group to check, provide feedback, and approve of the details before you implement them. If your current plan fails, you should keep replacing it with a new one until you find a plan which works. To acquire riches, it's important to become a leader in your field. You may start as an intelligent follower and can learn efficiently from your leader or mastermind group to develop your own leadership qualities. Hill highlighted the changing nature of leadership and explained 11 qualities of leaders of the future, which are unwavering courage, self-control, a keen sense of justice, definitiveness of decision, definitiveness of plans, the habit of doing more than paid for, a pleasing personality, sympathy and understanding, mastery of detail, willingness to assume full responsibility, and cooperation. He also provided 10 major causes of failures in leadership, a range of tips to position and market yourself in your career, 30 reasons why most people fail, and a self-assessment questionnaire. Hill also shares the QQS formula, quality, quantity, and positive spirit of service, which affects your ability to market yourself effectively. Principle 7, decision. Successful and wealthy people have one thing in common. They make decisions promptly and change these decisions slowly, if at all. The reverse holds true for those who fail to accumulate money. Successful people are able to reach decisions promptly and stand by their decisions because they have definite purpose, backed by strong desire and faith. According to Hill, indecision is a habit. It develops in youth and gains permanence over time without definiteness of purpose. Besides making decisions promptly, it is equally important to put the decisions to action, and this requires courage. Hill cautions against talking too much and listening or doing little. Genuine wisdom often comes with modesty and silence, and he advises that we use more of our eyes and ears and less of our mouths. Principle 8. Persistence. Persistence is built on willpower. It's what keeps you going in face of hurdles and produces the sustained effort required to generate faith. Persistence as a state of mind is a function of several factors, including desire, definiteness of plans, accurate knowledge, cooperation, willpower, and habit. There are several ways to strengthen your level of persistence. 1. Have a definite purpose backed by burning desire. 2. Have a definite plan and act on it continuously. 3. Close your mind to all negative or discouraging influences. 4. Develop an alliance with people who will encourage you to follow through with your plan and purpose. As Hill points out, applying the 13 principles of this book and following through with the 6 steps provided is in itself the first test of your persistence. The good news is, every adversity and failure brings with it a seed of an equivalent advantage. Principle 9, Power of the Mastermind. Mastermind is the coordination of knowledge and effort in a spirit of harmony between two or more people for the attainment of a definite purpose. For great wealth and success, masterminding is crucial. This is because even if we can acquire knowledge from various sources on our own, we need to convert that knowledge to power, which involves assembling it into definite plans and taking concrete action. This is hard to achieve on your own. Our mastermind group can help us in our accumulation and retention of money. There are 2 features underlying the mastermind principle. First is economic. We gain direct economic advantages when we have the advice and cooperation of people who support our goals wholeheartedly and in harmony. Second is psychic. This is a spiritual, abstract benefit. Hill likens the human brain to batteries. A group of brains connected in harmony will provide more thought energy than a single brain, and this increased energy becomes available to every brain in the group. In creating this third mind, the group becomes more than the sum of their parts. In other words, when 2 or more people coordinate harmoniously toward a definite purpose, they place themselves in a position to absorb the power from infinite intelligence, which is the greatest of all sources of power. Interestingly, the members of your mastermind group don't even have to be real or alive. For many years, Hill reshaped his own character by imitating 9 people who he respected: Emerson, Paine, Edison, Darwin, Lincoln, Burbank, Napoleon, Ford, and Carnegie. For many years, before going to sleep, Hill held imaginary council meetings with this group of invisible counselors, calling on each member for the knowledge and wisdom he required. In short, leverage the power of your mastermind so you can convert knowledge into power in the realization of your definite goal. Principle 10, the mystery of sex transmutation. Transmutation refers to the changing of one form of energy into another. Of all human desires, sex is the most powerful and can stimulate great drive, imagination, persistence, courage, and creative ability, etc. Such desire or energy can be harnessed and redirected away from physical expression to other forms, including the accumulation of riches. Hill states that sex transmutation will lift one to the status of a genius and explains why this is so. First, a mind stimulant is any factor that can temporarily or permanently increase one's thought vibrations. Sex is the most powerful mind stimulant that can elevate men into a higher plane of thought. Other common stimulants include love, a burning desire, music, friendship, mastermind alliance, mutual suffering, autosuggestion, fear, narcotics, and alcohol. Second, on its own, sex energy may be uncontrollable or even destructive. However, it becomes balanced and constructive when mixed with emotions of love and romance, and the barriers between the finite mind of man and infinite intelligence are removed. In short, the right use of sexual energy can help to bring a man's thought vibrations to the point where he can receive ideas that otherwise cannot be received. In fact, successful men are often highly sexed and harness this energy for the fulfillment of their definite purpose. Principle 11, the subconscious mind. The subconscious mind is the bridge to infinite intelligence. Here, every thought that reaches our objective mind through our five senses is classified, recorded, and can be retrieved at will. The subconscious mind has several characteristics. First, it works day and night, and it receives and files all impressions and thoughts, positive or negative, true or false. Second, you can't fully control it, but you can voluntarily plant in it any plan, thought, or purpose. Third, it will act first on the dominating desires which are magnetized with emotions and translate them into their physical equivalent. Fourth, all 13 principles in this book act as stimulus for you to reach and to influence your subconscious mind. Since it can only be directed through habit, the process will take time. Now, positive and negative emotions are mutually exclusive in your mind. Seven of the key positive emotions include desire, faith, love, sex, enthusiasm, romance, and hope. Seven of the key negative emotions include fear, jealousy, hatred, revenge, greed, superstition, anger. When giving instructions to your subconscious mind, draw on positive emotions and avoid the negative ones. Principle 11, the brain. Our brains are like broadcasting stations, constantly broadcasting and receiving thought vibrations. To operate our stations, we use the principles of the subconscious mind, creative imagination, and autosuggestion. Then use desire to put them into action. How does this work? First, the subconscious mind is the sending station of the brain. When we mix feelings with thoughts, we pass them to our subconscious mind, and it broadcasts them to ether. Second, our creative imagination acts as the receiving station of the brain. We receive our creative ideas in the form of hunches or inspiration, which come from infinite intelligence, our subconscious mind, or the mind of another person who may have released the thought consciously or subconsciously. Third, the greater the vibration for receiving, the more open our brain is to external signals. These vibrations can be increased through emotions and having more people in a mastermind group. Principle 13, the sixth sense. This last principle can be assimilated, understood, and applied only by first mastering the other 12 principles. This, in turn, comes from meditation and by developing the mind from within. Through the sixth sense, you can access infinite intelligence naturally, without effort or demand. Through your creative faculties, ideas, plans, and thoughts are received in the form of hunches or inspiration. With sixth sense, you will be notified of impending dangers to avoid, potential opportunities to leverage, and have access to the temple of wisdom at will. Here's a recap of the 13 success principles that we've just covered. Desire, faith, auto-suggestion, specialized knowledge, imagination, organized planning, decision, persistence, mastermind, sex transmutation, subconscious mind, brain, and the sixth sense. To prepare ourselves to think and grow rich, we need to concurrently outwit the ghosts of fear. There are three negatives which we need to eliminate: indecision, doubt, and fear. All three negatives are mutually reinforcing. Indecision forms doubt, and the two combine to become fear. Because the combination process is slow, it is likely for the negatives to germinate and grow without our awareness. Hill lists the six basic fears that limit most people, provides the symptoms to identify them, and the solutions to address them. The six fears are poverty, criticism, ill health, loss of love, old age, and death. Other useful details in the book to look out for. The book is filled with illustrations and examples of how the world's greatest people accomplish the seemingly impossible through the 13 principles. Hill reinforces his key messages and ideas in various ways throughout the book and shows how each step or principle is interwoven with the rest. Rereading the materials and examples after you have applied the concepts will likely bring a new depth of understanding. Having said that, Hill stresses repeatedly that the 13 principles must be understood and applied in entirety. He assures the reader that the habits take time to forge, but with repeated use, the 13 steps will eventually yield riches. If you like the ideas in this summary, do pick up a copy of the book for more details. We hope you've enjoyed this book summary presentation of Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill, read by Larry G. Jones, brought to you by Read In Graphics. Actionable insights in one page. To get the most from this presentation, we recommend that you take 2 to 3 minutes to review our reading graphic, where we've summarized the key ideas from this book into one page of easy-to-digest graphics. This is a powerful way to see, organize, and apply insights to create new breakthroughs in your life. Find out more about us and download more titles at www.readingraphics.com.